Yeah, okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, that song really sucks.
This is Infants on Thrones. Philosophies of men mingled with humor. We are the core.
I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud.
So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without the song? That's what I mean. So I say thank you for
I don't know, something about that ABBA song just seemed appropriate for an end-of-the-year review of Infants on Thrones, but maybe I should start by introducing myself, okay? So, here it goes. Hi, my name is Dennis, and I'm the starving voice actor who plays the role of Glenn on Infants on Thrones. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but lots of people are just stopping everything they're doing right now, it seems to be, you know, just to reflect on the previous year. And a lot of people I know have been watching the TV show Fargo. But 2015 is coming to an end. So we here at Brain Fard Productions, the creators of Infants on Thrones, have decided to pull back the proverbial curtain, as it were, to give you some behind-the-scenes sneak peeks and all the best and most easy-to-compile moments from the 104 episodes that we created in 2015 for you guys for free. So go ahead and buckle in, yeah, start doing whatever it is that you do when you listen to Infants on Thrones, because this one's going to start now. Well, it actually started a minute, 10 seconds ago when I started talking, but we're going to start doing the clips for you now and some explanations of behind-the-scenes things that were happening that most people don't know about. So, but you're going to.
All right, so this is going to be probably the most serious question I ask. I'm curious if you guys are willing or able to share something vulnerable with the audience about you that maybe the audience wouldn't know.
My honest answer is sir for thing. That's
oh my gosh,
Jesus.
Don't.
You weren't going to do that, Randy.
Oh, stop it.
No, I totally. It's just that you asked a question like that, and it's like, that's the first thing that comes to my mind, and how do I top that?
Well,
like, how
do I come up? You don't have to say the first thing that comes to your mind.
No, yeah. But it's like, what else is there? Actually, I'm ready to answer.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
The question of, are you happier now? Because I do hear a lot of ex-Mormons say they're so much happier now after they've left the church.
Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
And, you know, part of it is that I have inherited from my mother, a pretty high anxiety level.
With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
But I am anxiety ridden, and that hasn't really changed since I left the church. And, you know, I can't honestly say that I'm happier.
Because I'm happy, I'm alone, if you feel like a room without a roof.
So that's kind of my confession. I'm not going to be one of those people that one of those ex-Mormons at Trumpets, how much happier I am now than I was before, because I don't know if I am, if I am.
Yeah, okay, that was Billy Hooper, who plays the voices of both Randy and Tom on Infants on Thrones. He's a super talented guy. And this was him being the Randy character. And the part that was bleeped out, he was saying, well, I probably shouldn't say what exactly he said, but it may or may not have had something to do with a kitchen utensil and a garden gnome. And this was taken from his Happiness episode, which won all kinds of awards, and also included these next three clips.
Either, maybe I should, because I'm destined for a life of just middle management. So I have some tension there.
Oh, that's Sandy McMillan. Sandy plays the voices of both Bob and Tom as well. And he's just a pistol, you know. You should really meet him sometime. He just has us all up in stitches all the time. Middle management. And then there's this other clip right here.
Okay, and that's like one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
Why?
I choose to live in a world where I have a 12-inch cock. Does that change reality?
It's overrated, Randy. Trust me.
I know, Matt. I've seen it. But
that was our founding member, Jasper McTiny, who voices the role of Matt and occasionally Tom. And, you know, we like to make Jasper feel like he's a big strapping guy, you know. I don't want to embarrass him, so let's just go with it, okay? And here's another clip from our best of. This is another one of the best ones from that Happiness episode from January 2015, right? It was, I think, released on January 4th, because that's important. It's important to remember the exact dates. But it's a really, really, really good clip here for you. Just right here. Yeah.
Polly, do you go by Polly?
I go by Polly and Pollyanna. Doesn't matter.
Pollyanna?
Is your name ironic, or is that really your name?
What? That's not a nice question.
You know what?
I do, of course, but that's my name.
No, yeah. She went all back right. In time, convinced her not... parents yeah. to name her that, ironically. Yeah. Well, it's a great fucking joke 30 years later.
I know, but, like, you know, Jay was Elder Vader. I thought she was ironically saying that.
Every way.
Do you wear your hair in braids more often because of your name?
I do. Wear my hair.
You see, this is why it's so fun to be with these guys. Yeah, you know, they're all so quick and witty, and you never know what's coming next, do ya? You never know. The voice of Polly, by the way, was played by guest voice actor Jim Stevens, who plays the role of all of our female voices and has actually done a couple of general authorities too. No, I don't mean that he's done them in any kind of perverse way. More the imitating of voices. And, you know, that last clip that you heard was significant, by the way, because it was the very last time that Sandy ever commented on Jim's physical appearance on the podcast. Lots of people don't know that. So, yeah, here's another clip for our best collection of 2015. It's going to be a real good one, I promise. Well, how could it not be, right? Right here. Okay.
It's Carl, the casual Satanist.
And now we make the sacrifice, for in the shedding of blood, we are renewed. And the new life these two will make together takes root. As is customary, the family of the bride will perform the sacrifice.
Carl, son.
Yeah,
come up here.
Oh, no, that's fine. You go ahead.
Did you not hear the magister? Yeah. It's the sacrifice. Come on, get up here.
No, thanks. I'm good.
What do you mean you're good? I didn't ask if you wanted a bagel. This is your sister's wedding.
I know.
Stop screwing around. Come on, get up here.
Look, Dad, it's fine. I asked Mom. She said I didn't have to.
What's going on?
Shh. Uncle Dave.
Dave, could you keep your voice down?
It's fine, Uncle Dave. Go sit down.
Carl, do you have any idea how hard I had to work just to get the council's permission to use a live animal?
Dad, I know.
I almost got carpal tunnel just from all the paperwork. Not to mention the sedatives I had to pump into that thing. Those aren't cheap, you know. So would you please...
Hey.
Great.
What's this about?
Mom, will you tell him...
Ask this jackass. Did you tell him he could sit out the sacrifice?
What? No.
Yes, you did, Mom.
He told me he didn't want to do it, but I just assumed he meant he didn't want to do any of the cutting.
Oh.
You know how squeamish she is about blood.
No, I'm not.
That's why I have him holding the leg.
Well, that makes a lot more sense. What... Why didn't you just tell me that, son?
That's not what it's about.
The boy can't handle a little blood?
Shh. Dave, would you please sit down?
It's fine, Dave.
Carl, okay, let's go.
Look, guys, it's not about the blood.
Lucifer, here we go again.
What do you mean?
Well, Mom, I really didn't want to have this conversation right now, but I'm kind of having, doubts about this.
Doubts? That's crazy. Jared is a great guy. He makes your sister very happy.
No, not about the marriage. Doubts about all this.
Well, your sister chose to have it here, and it is her wedding.
No, not about the venue. Doubts about, Satanism. Oh, Mom, please don't cry.
Is there a problem, family of the bride?
Well, this one doesn't.
Hey, shut up.
No problem. Just give us a minute.
Carl, that is enough.
I just don't understand. What happened?
Look, there's not enough time to go through all of it right now.
Exactly. We can have this conversation later. The important thing is to do the ceremony.
Are you chanting every morning and night?
Oh, come on, Mom.
Are you reading your manuscripts?
You don't think I've tried that, Mom? I've been chanting and studying more now than I ever have before. You think I wanted this to happen?
Would you both stop it? We can't have this discussion right now.
What about the night when you felt the dark presence?
That was sleep paralysis.
You know, it's those blasted psychology classes.
Dave, I swear to Lucifer, one more word and...
I just don't understand how this happened.
Mom.
Was it something I did?
No, it's not you.
I feel as if I failed as a parent.
Oh, no, Mom, I love you. You're a wonderful mother.
Well, and here comes your sister.
What in Satan's name is going on here? Your brother is abandoning his heritage.
Oh, Mom, don't be so melodramatic.
Carl, what is she talking about?
Hey, don't look at me. You buttered your bread.
I've been having some doubts about Satanism.
So?
I feel uncomfortable participating in the ceremony.
Let me ask you something. How long has this little personal crisis been going on?
I don't know. Probably like a year.
I cannot believe this. Okay, we are done. Shut up and get up there, idiot.
But I just said I don't...
I need to tell
you. You know what, Dave? You really don't.
Honestly, I don't give a shit what your personal beliefs are. You could have... tattoos of crosses on the inside of your eyelids for all I care. How can you say that? Stay out of this, Mom. Carl.
What?
Look around you. You see all these people? They all came to see me get married. Me.
I know, but...
Shut up.
Okay.
And I am not going to let the most important day of my life get ruined because after this year-long faith journey...
Oh, come on.
You finally decide that this moment right here in the middle of my wedding is when you're going to find your balls and take a stand on your principles.
I
cannot believe you would be that selfish.
I'm not being selfish.
Listen.
David, that's enough.
I'm not being selfish. I didn't do this to mess up your wedding.
I know you didn't, but we all do things we don't feel comfortable with for the people we love. And today isn't about you. It's about me. Mm-hmm. The fact that you can't see past that and take one for the team wedding that I've been planning for the past 6 months can go smoothly seems pretty damn selfish to me. So I'm asking you for the last time, pull your head out of your ass, go up there, and hold the goddamn leg.
Okay, fine, I'll do it. Fine.
Thank you. How generous.
Yeah, fine, whatever.
Listen.
What? What is it, Uncle Dave?
What is it you have to tell us?
It's waking up.
What?
Oh, no.
You gotta be kidding me.
Carl, grab it.
I'm trying.
Restrain the animal.
It's Carl, the casual Satanist. Yeah, so that was the multi-talented Carl Weathers, who does the voices of Jake, John, and Jesse. We sometimes call him the J-Man, never to his face. And our little in-joke here is that, as you know, now know, he really is that, as you now know, he really is named Carl. But no, sorry, kids, he's not an actual Satanist. But he does love a good bird watching from now and again. So how about some more best of clips, huh? Isn't this a hoot?
I think there's some of that going on.
No positives outweigh negatives. It doesn't matter. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, you do, and at the same time, I'm not so sure that the nature of the individuals that come on are not the nature of individuals that I commonly would go to reaffirm.
Hey, everyone. It's super great to be here and to help us all maintain this reverent atmosphere. Reverence just seriously kicks ass. Am I right? So does diligence. Man, diligence is just the bomb.
3, 4. For this session of conference, that is the October 1977 conference, even though the other sessions do have the video on the website. The next general conference was in April of 1978, and this time Elder N. Eldon Tanner started out by addressing the fact that someone had opposed in the prior conference.
Okay. I won't do it then, because I won't speculate ever again on this podcast. We're not allowed to speculate. We got to back everything up with evidence.
Well,
Hi, this is Scott, and welcome back.
Did the three of you have issues feeling not masculine enough, or like not as masculine as other guys when you were growing up?
Oh, Joseph. That should be the name of a sitcom. Just, oh, Joseph.
Ah, Joseph.
And he does all this. This would be a great sitcom because it would be set like an 80s sitcom, laugh track, everything. That's right. But he would just do the most horrible shit. Like he would be talking about 132. Now, Emma. Ooh. You
she
know
opens the bedroom
I can take
door. There's
this
44 women in there. Right. And all naked. Oh,
and he's like, ugh. And then she's like, oh, Joseph. And everyone's like, ha 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 ha.
Sort of boing-oing sound effect, right?
Of all these women, I only see one wife.
After which, we will have a closing song and a closing prayer. After which, you should all leave this conference center peacefully and quietly. After which, you will make your way to your cars and unlock the doors.
That we sustained Thomas Spencer Monson as prophet, seer, and revelator, those in favor may manifest it. Those opposed, if any, may manifest it.
No.
The note has been noted. The vote has been voted. Verdammt! The vote has been noted. It has been proposed that we sustain Boyd Kennedy.
No.
Come on, guys.
No.
Lost in Quatch.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Fire me to tell you, I felt that the most important message for you today was to chastise you for benign activities you may or may not be doing during a specific 10 minutes of church, which some might say, surprisingly, sort of like drinking coffee, can potentially affect which degree of heaven you live in for all of eternity.
But we should all remember that mob rule really isn't so bad if you're part of the mob.
The problem is all inside your head, it seems to me.
The answer is easy if you take it logically.
June 26th, 2015.
In one of the most anticipated decisions of the year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of same-sex marriage. This means same-sex marriage is legal across the country, and the states with bans in place have to reverse course.
What do we have?
Equality!
When did we get it?
If tomorrow all my rights were gone, I've hoped for again and again, and I had to start with nothing, just my children and my husband. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for equal freedoms, and they can't take that away.
You've heard these questions. They're not new. They first arose in the neighborhood of Palmyra, and they continue in one form or another to the present day. In the meantime, I have a question.
I have a question.
What conceivable historical or doctrinal or procedural issue that may arise could ever overshadow one's consuming spiritual conviction?
I'd say 99% almost of everything that the Book of Mormon has as detailed is falsifiable.
How could this be a translation from these whole different language?
You've got crops mentioned in the Book of Mormon that never existed in pre-Columbian America.
Welcome. My name is Tom Perry, and I'm going to be your ex-Mormon meditation guru for this episode. And I'm going to need you to find a place where you can sit or lie comfortably. A nice, quiet place. There. Begin by allowing the peaceful atmosphere to dig underneath your skin, deep into your bones. Allow yourself to become one with this moment. Now close your eyes. Unless you're driving, pull over first. Okay. Now where were we? Yes. Close your eyes and pay attention to your breathing. And let yourself have normal yet unforced breathing. Now begin to connect with your inner world of thoughts and emotions. There. Slowly begin to forget all that Mormon horseshit you've seen from your newsfeed. All the texts and phone calls from your believing friends and family, allow them to fade completely away from your awareness. All of it. Yes. Now let's take another moment to begin to remove all that fucking bullshit you've heard from this last general conference. Take another deep breath. What were you even doing paying attention to any of that bullshit? Never mind that. Let's get back to our breathing.
Yeah, but didn't he like stand over Times Square in like an ice cube or something like that?
Yeah, infant style, no pants.
No pants.
Infant style.
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 Okay, so you wouldn't have been comfortable with the label at that time of agnostic. You were somehow drawn to preserve some kind of religious belief.
There was a kind of a religion. That doesn't mean I wasn't agnostic. So it would mean that my my theism wouldn't have involved a higher power.
That his father was lying there in a drunken state and in a nude condition, and the other boys put a cover over him. Because Ham reported his father's condition, he was cursed. But anyway, I really had never come face to face with the issue until this summer. In the meantime, since my youth, I have chosen to spend my professional career in the field of the social sciences.
Halt! Do you think that you can escape from our decree? The day soon comes when, if the sign is not given, you shall be put to death, unless you will deny the Christ.
We shall not deny the Christ.
Okay, then just look out.
I was going to say, you've got two therapists on here, so...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Nice. So, you know, and that's the thing is, like, I'm listening to it and I'm nodding my head in agreement because, you know, I've had my own experience with therapy coming out of the church. And I think, Glenn, you've done your own therapy before, right? I can't remember if you did marriage therapy or if your own therapy. What was that?
What do you mean my own therapy? Like just looking.
Like, did you go solo? Sorry.
Your self-affirmation. I'm good enough, strong enough, doggone it.
Right, you're right. Like,
shall the youth of Zion falter
in defending truth and right?
Will the end?
Of course, I'm not saying you should believe everything. Just the things that help you keep believing the things you already believed. There are some things out there that you should not believe, like the things that make you doubt the things you believed before you learned them.
Now enough words from me. I'm going to use many blog quotes from President Boyd K. Packer, so you can hear real doctrine from a real authority. I asked if they could just play a recording of a President Packer talk while I stood here in a festive skirt suit and smiled, but the brethren said no.
What happens to anybody like us who tries to say, you know, is this kind of strange, this one thing? Oh, you're proud, stone him.
Right.
That if I have a child who has half my DNA and it's a girl, she'll somehow be slightly less intelligent, slightly less talented, slightly less funny, a lot less important to God than a boy. And that's a horrible thing to think about yourself, to realize that that's in you.
It's a world of laughter.
Will we help them? Oh, hell no.
Change will never come. You are wasting your time. On points of danger, it don't make a line.
Well, I've never done an interview before, but I did some research and I think I figured out how it's done. So let me just start.
Cool.
So it's the first time for both of us. So
yes,
we'll go gentle.
Here we go. Hello and welcome to another edition of Infant Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Jane Delane, and we're super excited as always because today we're going to be talking with somebody named Sage. That's his real name. It's a dude, I swear. And we're going to ask him about his life in the church and his work with Mormon Allies website and his disaffection. It's going to be super exciting. And then in the seventh hour of unedited footage, we're going to ask him about why he's resigning his membership from the church. But before we get to any of that, let me start with the most important question for you, Sage. I think all of our listeners are wondering. And that is, what do you think of me? When you first heard my podcast, was there anything charming or interesting or engaging or challenging or wonderful or fantastic about me that really drew you to me immediately? Let's talk about that.
You know, I don't know about all you guys, but it's just getting a little boring for me. So let me leave you just with one more that is probably actually the really best clip of 2015. And I'll say, I'll wish you the na-na-na, you know, the na-na-na Happy New Year song that we let off with, which, you know, wasn't as good as I was hoping for it to be, but it still conveys a message, and it's the message that we all want you to have, a Happy New Year. You know, whatever that means for you. So one final clip, and then I don't know. Well, I'll just go do something else.
So this is a question we get all the time. It's a good question.
Okay.
Will we add more infants? And specifically, we joke about not having women's voices. Is that expected to change?
The rule is last one in has shut the door. So John Hamer says no.
John Hamer says no. If we were to bring a woman onto the panel permanently, I don't know. Do you guys think it would change the dynamic?
Hello. This is Penelope.
Ashley.
Olga from Moscow.
Brittany, Miss Arlington, Texas.
Destiny.
As woman, I know only way to be on podcast is...
It just depends. It's just finding a personality that fits.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to...
Infants on Thrones.
And it came to pass that I, Keith, having lived my days in the land south of the river called Jordan, do make a record of my proceedings among the people of the Quorum. And I know that the account I make is true, because I have written it. And I am an honest man, and if thou dost not believe me, please see where I have inscribed with great pain that I, an honest man, hath written this record. Therefore, this record must be true. And it came to pass that having listened to many podcasts that came forth from the font of knowledge called the Internet, and yea, Infants on Thrones being the only podcast that I listened to at normal speed, an angel of the Lord appeared unto me and said, Lo, fear not, for thou canst comment on this episode at the website called infantsonthrones.com. And verily, should thou desire it, thou canst also leave a review and 5-star rating on iTunes, because verily the Quorum doth need their ego stroked. And it came to pass that I did write a review, and left a 5-star rating, and the angel said unto me, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Because thou hast been diligent in a few things, thou shalt be blessed with many podcasts to come. Doth any of ye desire to offer the closing prayer?
Thank you for listening to
Infants on Thrones.
Infants on Thrones.